Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Salah Higazi, Amnesty International's Deputy Director for the Middle East and North Africa. Salah, what actions have been taking place in the West Bank and Gaza Strip that caught Amnesty's attention?
Our short report exposes how existing patterns of violations by the Palestinian authorities in the West Bank and Gaza continue unchecked, and despite the COVID-19 pandemic, which has hit the areas as well as everywhere else around the world. We focus on cases of arbitrary arrests and detention of critics and people who've peacefully expressed their views and opinions, including online. The arrest and arbitrary arrest of people, of critics, and for people expressing their views peacefully is never justified. During a pandemic, this exposes those who are detained to an increased risk.
Are the ruling bodies seeking to curb criticism of their pandemic policies, or are they using the state of emergency as a cover to stifle all dissent?
The report illustrates how patterns of violations, which we have documented for many years, continue. Looking at these patterns, one concludes that the Palestinian authorities actually do not need to declare a state of emergency to stifle dissent. They have been doing it, and they continue to do it now. We are reminding them with this report, both Palestinian authorities in the West Bank and Gaza, that they have an obligation under international law to ensure respect and protection for human rights, even in a state of emergency.
You are listening to Salah Higazi, Amnesty International's Deputy Director for the Middle East and North Africa. Your report on the matter notes that the authorities making policy during the pandemic lack oversight, for example, from lawmakers. Why is this critical? After all, it's a time of emergency. What policies have caught your eye as cause for concern?
We are calling on the authorities to put human rights front and center in their response to the pandemic. The state of Palestine is party to the main international law treaties, to the main human rights treaties under international law, and therefore they are obliged to uphold human rights. While public health may be invoked as a ground to limit freedom of expression in some cases and to allow the state to take measures to deal with a serious threat such as a pandemic, these measures must be provided by law and be necessary and proportionate and specifically aimed at relevant legitimate purposes. This is not the case with the pattern and the cases of the individuals that we're presented in our report.
Salah Higazi, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.